Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I was muted there for a second. Silly me. I get so distracted sometimes. Oh, good morning. I hope it's a good morning for all of you. You're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on this very rainy morning in Southern California. It is Monday, February 5th, 2024. And we are here live today, thank goodness. And I am breathing and I am just getting my day started with you all. And I am so happy to be here live with all of you. This is the second Monday in a row that it's rained in California, which is very unusual, but very welcome, I must say. And it's not just raining a little. It's been raining kind of on and off all week for the most part. It's been raining hard too. It's pretty unusual, but it's good. The greenery loves it. And it's nice to know that the desert isn't so deserty. But yeah, I'm really happy that we're here today this morning. So I woke up and, you know, as I was listening to Mark's show and I was listening to Christina's show and just kind of allowing spirit to present me with whatever inspiration spirit wants to present me with for the show today, I just was kind of off thinking about a few different things that I thought might be of interest to all of you. But first, I'm going to suggest that if you'd like to, you could come over here. Oh, and also it's 10:05 a.m., just in case you didn't know what time it was, here Pacific time on the California coast. So let me take you over into our Facebook chat. So on your device or your computer, just go to 12radio.com. And whoops, and I'm doing it at the same time. So we go, you'll see some options. You can hit chat, and that takes you over to our Facebook page. And just scroll down a little bit. If you've never been there before, you can join the group, and Jay will let you in. Excuse me. And scroll down, and you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And I'm refreshing that page. And you will see a place for us all to chat. And hey, Renee is here. Happy to have you here. So I am technically, I definitely am, literally, a certified spiritual psychology practitioner. Went to school over at the University of Santa Monica, also in Southern California, but a little farther north than where I am. Can you hear me okay? Okay. Thought I was muted for a second. All right. But anyway, California is a very big state. So Southern California spans about, it's like hours from the very tip of Southern California all the way until you make it to the middle area of California. It's probably, several hours at least. I don't know exactly, but so the distance from where I am right now in Oceanside up to the University of Santa Monica, where I used to drive to get to school, is probably a good 2.5 hours on a Friday afternoon with traffic. Without it, it's not so bad. It's under 2 hours probably. But when I drove up there, there was always traffic because that's just how LA is. And I know a lot of people love LA and live there, but I don't go there too often because the traffic is just a little daunting for me. And the energy is, it's sometimes really overwhelming. But when I did drive up there for school, we were kind of in our own little bubble. And once I immersed myself in the University of Santa Monica energy field, it very much was in an energetic bubble of sorts. And the energy was very high vibrational. It was very loving. It was very peaceful. And so I learned a lot of really good things, and I wanted to share some of them with you. So what I pulled up today to share with you is called the 33 Principles of Spiritual Psychology. And I wanted to start talking more about spiritual psychology because it's one of the things that has really helped me and shaped me and given me the perspective that I have on spirituality. Of course, spirituality has been, I mean, it's definitely been part of my entire life. So well before the University of Santa Monica, I've always been aware of spirit. And so I kind of weave all of my life learnings and all of, I mean, everything I've ever studied, everything I've ever learned, everything I've ever been made aware of by spirit organically, I weave all of those things together into what I teach and what I share. And so the underlying basis for everything that I teach and I believe is truly my belief and my faith in God, in spirit, in the universe. And no matter what you call it, it's all the same energy. So everything that I believe, whether it's, spiritual psychology, or whether it's listening to Abraham Hicks, all of the great teachers, Eckhart Tolle and Wayne Dyer, and I mean, goodness, the list goes on and on. I can't even begin to name them all. There are so many. But the ones that I align with all have the same basic underlying beliefs. And even though they may teach things slightly differently, excuse me, one second. They may teach things slightly differently, and they may teach things that are the same principles, but sound slightly different depending on who is talking about them. They really all have a very common thread running through them, many common threads. And it's just an underlying belief system. And so that's what these 33 principles of spiritual psychology really kind of cover. And the principles of spiritual psychology are not only what spiritual, well, excuse me. Getting tongue-tied. It's not only what spiritual psychology preaches, but it's really what most of the spiritual teachers teach. And so it's nice to know that all things spiritual really are connected, because that, for one, is how we determine if something is true for us. I mean, if you hear a lot of different people who don't know each other and who have had experiences that really are very familiar and very similar, and there's no other reason why anybody would be teaching all of this. And if you know within your own body, if it resonates with you, there's really hard, it's really hard to deny a teaching that is so aligned with all the other teachings and also aligned with your own knowledge and your own sense of intuition. So, I mean, there have been many ways that I have, without beyond the shadow of a doubt, I know of spirit's existence. I know that everything I believe is true. And maybe it's not true for everyone. But I know for me that these things are very true. And I know that they're very true for most of the people in the spiritual community. So what I would like to do is share some of them with you. But first, I'm going to go back to the chat and see how everybody's doing over there. Because I want this to make sense, and it's going to. It's very simple principles. They're not complicated. But there are 33 of them, so I'm sure I'm not going to get through all of them today, but I can always continue next week. So, first of all, chat time. All right. And all comments. Okay. Hey, Tiffany. Hey, Joni. And Joni says, good morning, Lori. If you pull cards, I'm open. Today is a good day to receive, I will declare. Let's all declare that. Today is a great day to receive. I am open to receiving. What are we open to receiving? I am open to receiving abundance of all kinds. How about that? Okay, Joni also says, my job of 4 years ended. I am open to any guidance from the universe through you, a lovely messenger. Well, thank you, Joni. You know, it takes one to know one. And I will say, I'm sorry to hear your job ended, but also, I would say that it's a good thing because if one door closes, another one opens. So I'm certain that something much better is waiting for you. And I will pull that card for you. Patricia Rich, hello, Lori and Jay. Hello, Patricia. Good to have you here. And Lioness, hi, Lori, big hug, she says. Good to have you here, Lioness. And Quelly, yay. She says, blessings, Lori. So happy you're all here with me. All right. So let me start by pulling up the information. That would help. Okay. So the 33 principles of spiritual psychology, as taught by my lovely teachers, Doctors Ron and Mary Holnick at the University of Santa Monica. And this is all their material. I take no credit for it. It's all theirs. So the first principle is God is everything in existence, both seen and unseen. So basically what that means is it's pretty, self-explanatory. God is in everything. God is everything. God is everyone. And when I say God, again, like I said, you can use your own word, universe, spirit, creator, divine, whatever. But that is who we are. We are God energy, right? Even this chair I'm sitting on is energy, and that is God energy because there's no such thing as energy that's not God energy. It's all the energy of the universe. So everything that you see, everyone that you see, even if they seem like they're not such a nice person and they're being mean to you, they're still made of that God energy. They've got the God spirit in them. And a lot of us just forget that. We forget it in moments and we forget it in shorter moments and some in longer moments. It just depends. But at our very essence, at a soul level, that's who we are. We're God energy. And we can always go back to that place when we forget in that moment. If we happen to just allow ourselves to breathe and just remember that, oh yeah, what I might be doing right now is just forgetting who I am. I'm forgetting that I am the energy of love. So let me go back there. Let me allow this negativity or yucky energy that I might be feeling in any given moment to shift. Let me just breathe, relax, and allow spirit to enter and smooth things out. Because yes, we forget, but we can always remember again if we let ourselves. So that's why the state of allowing is really important when something kind of gnarly is happening. Because if you can bring yourself back to peace and just to relax and just breathe for, half a second, you just breathe for a few moments, and that will bring you back into your body, into that peaceful place, and that allows energy to shift. That's really all it takes. So I'm breathing with you right now. And it's good. It's good to just, take a breath, especially if we feel stressed or anxious. And it's kind of funny because, like, I love doing this radio show. And yet sometimes I just, by my nature, will get a little anxious or, a little stressed. Not to the point where I can't speak or anything like that, thank God. But just because I want it to be a really good show, I want to be able to provide you with something good. I want to be able to help you. And the reason, those are the reasons why, we all get nervous and anxious, and we're very aware of wanting things to be just so and perfect. And while that can be good, the way out of that anxious feeling and still having things be good is really to breathe and to allow spirit to come in and to take over. Because when I do that, and you can probably hear when I do that, because when I do that, I start to slow down. Although it really depends, because sometimes if I'm in a high trance state, I tend to talk very fast about a lot of different things and just go on and on and on. And other times, if I'm in my body, more in my body rather than out of my body, I will slow down. I will breathe. I will allow spirit to come in and shift the energy for me. And so it feels, those two places feel different to me in my body. The groundedness feels much, it feels slower. It feels kind of, gosh, it's hard to describe. It feels like earth to me. It feels like I'm very embodied and I'm very tactile. Whereas when I'm in the high trance state, it feels like bliss. It just feels like it's a great feeling. Both are good. Neither one is bad, obviously. But the bliss energies when I'm in a high trance state, whew, I can get knocked over by them physically sometimes, because they're just so potent. And I love them when I'm allowed to really just freestyle and do whatever I want and talk about whatever I want, and it doesn't matter what comes out of my mouth, which it kind of does when I'm on a radio show. But it definitely can be a plus there too. So I have to go with the energy in my body. The energy in my body dictates whether I'm in a high trance state or if I'm more grounded. It just does. So today I would say I'm a little more grounded than usual, perhaps. Although my body has gotten accustomed to being in the high trance state. So I'm always there to some degree, which is really nice, because things just flow more easily. And it's not something I do to make it happen. It just sort of happens when spirit wants it to happen. So it's kind of cool in that way, because it just happens. And I know, and I can feel it, and spirit just comes into my body, and it's like, whoop, there she goes. So I hope this is making sense. I know I've talked about it before, but if you haven't experienced this, and I know a lot of people have not, it can sound kind of wacky, but it's just something that spirit decided to offer me and gift me with about 5.5 years ago, back in 2018. So I always say we need to use our gifts, and I like to use my gifts, and I don't want to squander my gifts. So it's one of the reasons I'm here on the radio with all of you, so that I can share something valuable with you that might help you. And I think that knowing the place from which I am coming is hopefully helpful to all of you, to give you some perspective on why I might sound like why I might sound like I'm high sometimes, because I kind of am. So let me. Anyway, I'm really like, just the point of that all was just to breathe and just to relax when you're not in a very relaxed state. So yeah. So there's some of that. So let me go back to the chat, and then I will continue with some of the principles. And I love the principles because not only are they in and of themselves very meaningful, but they inspire me, for one, to talk to you about other things connected to them, like I just did. And I find that wherever spirit is leading me from the starting point, that's where I go. So I'm not gonna apologize for going off on a tangent, because obviously that's where spirit is leading me, and I am going to follow. So I have a feeling that this is all making sense to you, and I would appreciate if you feel like sharing in the chat any comments, questions, anything you like. I can totally vibe with that, and I would welcome any and all attention in the chat room. So, oh, let me go back there. See if we have any other takers. Okay, just takes a second. All right. Sorry. Sorry for the quiet. It's like I like to focus, and I like to be present, whatever I'm doing. So sometimes radio gets a little wonky because it's hard to do two things at once. Although I'm really good at multitasking because of my ADHD, but when we get focused, somebody with ADHD gets focused on something, it's almost to the exclusion of everything else, which is kind of funny sometimes, because I'll be in the bathroom in the morning, and I'll just be, doing my thing, whatever I happen to be doing, whether, doing my hair or not that I really do that much to my hair, frankly, but it's curly, so it does what it wants. But just doing my morning routine, whether I'm making my smoothie or whatever. And I totally lose track of time, which Jay is very aware of, because I'm generally a little bit late for the show, which I don't like to be. Excuse me one second, I'm gonna take a drink. But inevitably, I end up being a little bit late for things sometimes, not usually by a lot, usually by just a couple minutes. But it's because of my ability, my superpower, to overly focus and be super present on whatever holds my interest at that moment. So I don't like this affirmation when people say it's a blessing and a curse, because I like to think of everything as a blessing. But it can be a challenge to navigate life when you're someone who focuses so hard on one thing that you completely forget about everything else that's going on. And that's how I am. So bear with me. I know you all love me, and I love you back, and I know you can understand that. So anyway, here we are in the chat again. And my cat, My good friend Kat is here. Yay. And she says, good morning, everyone. I'm arriving a little late. Nope, never too late. If I can be late, you can be late. No, it's never too late. You're right on time, Kat. I always believe that if I miss the start of something, it's like, no, everything in perfect timing. Everything really is exactly as it should be. And if we need to change something, we'll change it. But I really do believe that everything is in perfect timing. So I feel like if I come in the middle of a show or in the middle of a class, I probably I'm going to get what I need anyway. I'm really not going to have missed anything. I'm going to get what I need just by showing up at the right time, whatever time that is. So even though I like to be on time because I really don't like to miss anything. So I make the effort, but it sometimes gets thwarted. I don't know why I can't talk today. My mouth is not working properly. Okay, mouth, let's get with the program. All right. But yes, anyway. So, who else is here with us today? Pamela. Hey, she says, hi, Lori and 1-2 Pals. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to you. And Edward, I was wondering where you were. Blessed morning, he says, super late, but happy to hear your voice. I'm going to have to listen to the on demand later for those first 15 minutes. Yes, please do make good use of the on demand. There are some amazing shows over there. Just all the 1-2 hosts are fabulous, and I appreciate that you all do listen on demand to my show, especially. That means a lot. I appreciate that. So let me move forward. Actually, Edward was one of the ones who reminded me that he wanted to learn some spiritual psychology. So that's one of the reasons. Edward, you are the reason for my teaching today because I listen to you, and I figure I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner. I should probably be teaching some spiritual psychology. That would be a good thing. But that's only one facet of who I am. So that's why I teach so many different things, because I love them all. I'm big on, very, very big on teaching self-concept work more recently, because that's what I've been learning and it's changing my life in a very big way. And self-concept work is phenomenal. I have a wonderful teacher who I am hoping to bring on the show sometime in the near future. His name is Philip, and he's the Abundance Alchemist on Instagram. You can go over and take a look at his page and follow him. He's amazing. And I've been in his class ongoing. He has a class every Thursday afternoon. If you're in the United States, it's Thursday afternoon. If you're in England where he is, it's like late at night. But he does a class every Thursday and he teaches all kinds of spiritual stuff. And he frames it in a way that also is very different, that I just love. And I've been in his class for over a year. If you want to join his class, he is still taking members. It's very reasonable, very, very reasonable. The price, honestly, he could charge so much more and it would still be so, I mean, it's the information is so worth it. The information is actually priceless. But yeah, he's just a really good teacher, a really good guy. And I suggest that you go over to Instagram one of these days and check him out, Abundance Alchemist. And his name is Philip. So some of the stuff he teaches is about self-concept. And for me, that has been totally life-changing, completely. But look into it. It's one of the other things that's pivotal in my spiritual growth. But let me go back and keep sharing. So, number two of the 33 principles of spiritual psychology is the nature of God is love. So, a lot of us who have been raised in strict religious homes, or religious homes of any kind, strict or not strict. Some of us like me being raised Catholic, okay, I wasn't in a strict Catholic home. I heard Christina LaFrance right before my show, on her show, saying she was raised Catholic too. So a lot of us have been, and a lot of us who were raised Catholic, I no longer follow Catholicism as a religion, or as a practice. I'm mainly just very spiritual and don't really follow any one religious system or belief system, but my spirituality is ingrained in knowing who I am, because we are all spiritual beings, so we are by nature spiritual, no matter what we believe. And so the nature of God is love, is the second principle of spiritual psychology. And what that means is God is the energy of love. God is not some scary dude, meeting out punishment from atop a mountain or atop a cloud somewhere, like many religions teach. A lot of religions teach, hey, if you're bad, you're going to hell. I personally don't believe that. I don't believe that hell exists in that capacity. Some people feel that in this earth school, which we are all on right now, in right now, you can create your own hell if you so choose. Not that anyone really wants to purposely, but I don't believe in the concept, me personally, I don't believe in the concept of of hell. I just don't. It doesn't resonate with everything that I know to be true about God. God is love. There is no polarity in God. Polarity is here on earth. Polarity is not godlike. God energy is pure love, absolute. And we are spiritual beings in human bodies, so our true nature is love, because we are that God energy, and our true nature is love. However, when you are a spiritual being, a vast, exponential, infinite spiritual being, and you come down to this earth school and you choose to exist and live in a human body for a while, and that human body is very finite and very tactile and very solid, or so it would seem. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of polarity in life, right? You're going to not just feel loving and blissful all the time, much as we would like to. And that's our aim. We aim for enlightenment. And that's why we learn the things we learn, and that's why I teach the things I teach. However, on the way, you might encounter some things that speak to polarity just a little bit. You're gonna encounter the good and the bad, the beautiful and the not so beautiful, right? And these are the things that, when you encounter them, it really helps to know who you really are. Because if you really don't know, then you're just winging it. You're just relying on your human, your poor little human, who really is just a vessel for your spirit. On its own, your human has to try so hard to do things and get things done. And the human is always trying to change things and make things happen. And that's not a great idea unless spirit is providing the inspiration for the action. And I'm not saying just sit around and, wait. Sometimes that might be a good idea. But often we have to move towards what it is that we are trying to do. And it depends on how you do it. So there's a way to move through life without standing still. And there's a way to, at times, stand still when you're supposed to stand still and listen. So those two things do go hand in hand, even though they sound like polar opposites. So when you want to move towards a certain outcome, you want something to happen, you're trying to manifest something, or you're just trying to have a nice day and not have anything crappy happen. You walk through the world in a place where you, this is how I like to do it. I walk through the world setting intention for whatever I want. And also, I walk through the world open-hearted to whatever spirit might want to give me or show me or provide me with. Because I always try to be aware and look out for those things that spirit wants to give me. Any inspiration, pardon me. See, burping is a good thing. It's showing that spirit approves of what I'm saying. But when you move through life, yeah, you want to have objectives and goals, absolutely. And if you don't know how to get there, that's the time to get still and listen for the inspiration. Or at least if you're not standing still listening to inspiration, just keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, use all your senses, keep them open and be open to seeing what spirit inspires you to do, if anything, right? So I'm definitely not saying, sit around like a lump and don't do anything, unless you really don't know what to do. Then go sit down and meditate or breathe. Just take a moment and breathe. Or go outside, go in nature, take a walk, and ask spirit for guidance. And if you don't know what to do, eventually you will, because you'll be given some sort of inspiration, some sort of message. You'll see a signpost that says keep going or whatever. Right? So there's many ways that if you're moving towards a desire or a goal, something that you want to keep moving, and you also want to be aware of what spirit might be trying to tell you. It seems so simple, and it is. It actually is. So yeah, as far as the nature of God being love, which is the second principle, you as that God presence also are the spirit of love. And so anything that you do, you are more inclined to succeed than to fail in life, truly. Because life always has not only your back, but life always, I say life, I mean spirit, God. The energy of life is always moving you towards where your greatest and highest good is. So even if you're encountering things on your journey there that seem to be a little weird or negative or not so great, try not to resist those things, but just try to allow them to be there and move through them as gracefully as possible. And you will get through them. Because on the other side of the trouble is what you want. And I've seen this happen in my life many times. Something seems really negative in the moment, And yet, when I come out the other side, I can totally see why that happened, that so-called negative thing. So that's why I say, you know, negative things aren't always as negative as you might think. Yeah, sometimes they suck. I'm not saying that they don't, you know, if somebody gets really ill and feels like shit, that's not fun. And people who have been there, you know, in those really dark places have come out the other side and told about it and said, you know, I really learned a lot from that experience. And it's hard to understand sometimes that something so negative could actually bring you to a very positive place and a much brighter place. But you know, even things like breakups, you know, you're with somebody, you love them, and you're just not on the same page, you find out, and you break up for whatever reason, and it's hard and it's sad, and you go through it, and it's literally painful. I don't feel like, I feel like it's one of the greatest, most painful things is to break up with somebody that you love. But once you're far enough away from the energy of it, and once you do some work around it, and you come out the other side, or you start to come out the other side, you can see that it's taught you so many lessons, right? And those lessons are things that you didn't know before, and now you do. And they're really important lessons. So, granted, maybe you wouldn't have wanted to learn them this particular way, but this was one of the best ways you chose and spirit chose, because you are spirit too, to learn whatever this lesson was for you. These lessons, I mean, they're, I feel like, speaking specifically about a breakup or something of that nature, there are so many lessons that you come out the other side learning and knowing, and you need to know these things. Because if you're learning these things that are so important, you're not going to make the same mistakes next time. If you, not blaming you, you know, or anything like that, but you want to know things so that you don't pick the same kind of person who has these traits that maybe didn't jive with yours, and that, you know, ultimately caused the breakup. Not trying to blame anybody. That's not what I'm doing, but it's just a learning experience, you know, when you go through hard things, you look back and you're like, holy shit. Sorry, I know I'm cursing a lot this morning, but just, you know, there's so much emphasis that I want to place on this, that when something happens, it's like, wow, I never even saw that before. You know, like you realize that maybe you allowed something that you shouldn't have allowed, or maybe you were doing something that you now know not to do. And it's all for the purpose of learning not to make the same mistakes. Because when you stop making the same mistakes, you stop getting presented with the same circumstances that you don't want. That's what it's all about. We learn and we move forward. So, anyhow. Let me go back to the chat and see if you're all with me. And yeah, I knew we were definitely not going to get anywhere near the end of this list. This is it's good stuff though, you know. I really feel like it leads to much bigger conversation, which is the whole purpose of life, really. To learn and go on and expand. It is the purpose of life. It's the reason we come here. We come here to expand the universe, because the world just keeps getting bigger and more expansive, and we are key, and we are the biggest part, I would say, of that expansion, because we've chosen to come to this Earth school. It is a school. And if we didn't cho choose to come here, the Earth would not expand, you know? Because we're God. We're God presence. We're God energy. Our creator, the divine who created us, infused us with the energy of spirit, its own energy. Because it needed to expand the universe. I don't know how to say it any better than that. You know, otherwise, yeah, I'm sure being the energy of the universe is plenty, but, and I can't say I know all the reasons for it, but we're here for some pretty important reasons. And I gotta believe that the big stuff that I still don't know about are pretty amazing. And I can only imagine right now what it must be like to be in spirit form and not in human form. But I'm gonna remember, because I'll eventually go back there. Not yet. Not yet. But I'll be here for a little while longer, I think. And if I'm not, that's okay too, you know? I can go either way. I'm sort of happy no matter what. But these are all like big conversations, and I'm touching on them lightly. And like I said, I'm just going with the flow. This is the energy that spirit is presenting me with, and so it's coming out my mouth. But I do want to go check on all of you. And I want to pull that card because Joni asked me for it. Let me go back to the chat. Oh boy. You guys are chatting away in here. Oh, good. Joni says, making complete sense. Enjoy hearing. Good. I'm glad. Yeah, Kat, that's true. Kat says, also being a projector in human design gets you super zoned in and focused. Yes, that is very true too. Thanks for reminding me. Kat is always reminding me of the human design perspective, which I totally appreciate very much. Edward, you feel honored. Well, good. I'm glad. Catherine. Hey, Catherine. She says, hi, Lori. I've been listening, but unable to access Facebook earlier. Thank you for the inspiration today. Oh, you're very welcome. I'm happy to have been an inspiration. That makes me feel good. Patricia. Okay. She says, what you're saying makes sense to me. I've always thought it was a learning experience here, but was wondering why. Yeah, why? That's the question. That's the eternal question that I don't think anybody can really answer, except to say that the expansion of the universe is a really important thing. Because I guess because it's the universe, I would have to just kind of extrapolate on this one, because I don't actually know. I don't think anybody really knows the why. Because I know we're here to learn. And I know we're here to learn because we're expanding the universe. But why does the universe need to be expanded? I don't know. And I will say that I don't know. That's a very good question. I'm going to look into that, because that is something that I would like to know. If anybody else knows, I'd like to hear it. Because I actually don't know. But I know the procedure leading up to it. So I think right now it might not be important for us to know that. But I do know that we are here for the universe to expand in some way in all ways. I feel like because once we go back to spirit, I feel like, you know what? I feel like it really just makes everything better for everybody if we're expanding the universe and expanding our consciousness, right? I mean, I want to say there's probably a high point, but if energy is infinite, then there's probably no stopping it. So, yeah, why not expand the universe if it just keeps getting bigger and better? Everything keeps getting bigger and better. I guess that would be a good reason, right? I mean, if I had to say why, that's what I'd probably say. It's I'm using an educated guess, but I would say just so that everything can keep getting bigger and better everywhere, here as well as in the spirit world where we all come from and where we are all one day going back to. Excuse me. So thanks for asking that, Patricia. That's a pretty deep question and it really made me think. But that is what makes sense to me. I just feel like the universe just wants to expand and get bigger and better. Because I know from what I've learned and been taught and felt, I know that the universe expansion is the main goal of why we're here. You know, the universe's expansion and our own, because we are part of it. So I would definitely say that that is the why. That's what I would say. I will let you know when I am in spirit form and can tell you without the shadow of a doubt. But Joni, I didn't get to your card, so I'm going to do that in the chat. I'm so sorry. I just went on a roll and a tangent. But it is time for me to go. I am so happy to have had you all here with me. That always makes me happy when I can chat with you guys and see all your comments and feel the love. So I am sending all of you the love. I love you very much. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. Bye, everybody.